Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. We're glad that you've tuned in. And Mike and Kim Burge along with you. We're proud to be your hosts here on The Good Stuff program, reminding you about a great store in Spearfish, South Dakota, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, Yesterday's Antiques. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. More than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. And, of course, merchandise changes almost daily. So be sure to stop by. If you haven't been there for a little bit, stop on by and visit Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish.
That's right, Mike. And also, don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. They're a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, cattle health, ag politics, and more. All aspects of agriculture are covered in the Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I have a short story to start things off today. I don't know where this came from, and I don't know who wrote it. I wish I did. It's kind of a cute little story, but it's called Scapegoats, okay? So a couple was having a party at their house. An hour before the party, the woman found out that she still needed the escargot. So she sent her husband out to get it. He was walking to the supermarket, and he figured he had lots of time. So he stopped at the bar on the way. An hour and a half later, he looked at his watch and realized that the party had already started. He quickly ran to the market, bought the snails, and ran home. He tried to sneak into the kitchen without his wife seeing him. But at that moment, his wife came out. He quickly threw the snails on the floor and said, "Come on, guys, we're almost there."
They could do it.
You got to think fast, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, I have a piece by Irma Bombeck. Now, if you remember Irma Bombeck, that is a blessing for you. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you need to dig a little further.
Google that, would you?
That's right. Wet oatmeal kisses is what this is called. One of these days, you'll explode and shout to all the kids, "Why don't you just grow up and act your age?" And they will. Or you guys get outside and find something to do without hurting each other and don't slam the door. And they don't. You'll straighten their bedrooms until it's all neat and tidy. Toys displayed on the shelf. Hangers in the closet. Animals caged. You'll yell, "Now I want it to stay that way." And it will. You will prepare a perfect dinner with a salad that hasn't had all the olives picked out. And a cake with no finger traces in the icing. And you'll say, "Now this is a meal for company." And you will eat it alone. You'll yell, "I want complete privacy on the phone. No screaming. Do you hear me?" And no one will answer. No more plastic tablecloths stained. No more dandelion bouquets. No more iron-on patches. No more wet, knotted shoelaces, muddy boots, or rubber bands for ponytails. Imagine a lipstick with a point. No babysitters for New Year's Eve. Washing clothes only once a week. No PTA meetings or silly school plays where your child is a tree. No carpools, blaring stereos, or forgotten lunch money. No more Christmas presents made of library paste and toothpicks. No wet oatmeal kisses. No more tooth fairy. No more giggles in the dark. Scraped knees to kiss or sticky fingers to clean. Only a voice asking, "Why don't you grow up?" And the silence echoes, "I did."
Oh, that's kind of sobering.
It is. Irma Bombeck.
Yeah, good one to share there. I have something by Jesse B. Rittenhouse. Now, you may not remember that name, but I think you'll remember how this goes. "I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged that evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn, dismayed, that any wage I had asked of life, life would have paid." So something to keep in mind, something to think about. Jesse B. Rittenhouse is the author of that.
Okay, Mike, let's wrap it up with a couple of thoughts. A positive mind is stronger than a negative thought. And accept what is. Let go of what was. Have faith in what will be. Sometimes you have to let go to let new things come in. And as a real close, allow others to figure things out for themselves. The fixer ends up becoming the enabler. Let people figure it out for themselves. Give them a chance to learn. Hey, we've enjoyed having you today while we shared the good stuff.